Hello, this is Highly Original, aka Andy, here with my third podcast regarding astral projection / out of body experiences. Today, or right now, because I've already made some podcasts today, I'm going to be talking about some astral projection myths. I actually have a thread on this, but I thought I would do a podcast so I could, just so people can verbally hear it. And I can add in a little bit of my own stuff. So, this was all taken from an email I got from a website called astralprojectnow.com. If you subscribe to their email, it's actually not that bad. The lady is really nice. She sends out good information. So far, so good with it. I mean, it's not spam. I can tell you that. It's actually, I enjoy reading the email, so. So let me start off here. Myth number one. Astral projection is rare. Astral projection is not actually uncommon. It is very common phenomenon indeed. 5 to 10% of the world's population has experienced a conscious out-of-body experience at least once. This means around 6 million of the UK, or as much as 30 million in the United States. That's a lot of people. Myth two, astral projection is always spontaneous. You cannot learn it. Truth, yes, you can learn astral project at will. Obviously, there are multiple techniques you can learn how to have an out-of-body experience, whatever suits you. Probably, you gotta go through a list and try it. My previous podcast, it talks about the Monroe technique. He was the first guy to really, get into it. So, you might want to check that out. You might even want to buy his book. I would recommend it, if you are into that kind of stuff. Myth number three. Not everyone can learn astral project. It is only for a selected few. Truth. Yes, anyone can get astral project, but it requires some practice, consistency, and open-mindedness. It's just like learning any other new skill. Astral projection is just another skill. You need to learn what suits you best, like I said. Myth number four. Only adults can astral project because they are more matured. The fact of the matter is, believe it or not, children are more susceptible to having out-of-body experiences or astral projection because they're more innocent and they're, they easily believe things more. And unfortunately, as we grow into adults, we tend not to, we have our own set of rules in our head, what to believe, what not to believe, we're very, if you're very religious, per se, strict Catholic, you're not really gonna think astral projection is real, but if you try it, it may change your mind about a lot of things. I was raised Catholic, but I got out of that very young, switched from Catholic school to public school in second grade, and said, screw that crap. No offense to anybody who believes in, Catholic religion or any others, but it just wasn't for me. I want to seek the truth out myself, and I have been doing so since I was six. So, myth number five, astral projection is not safe. The truth, astral projection is a natural experience supported in every culture and society in the world. It is safe for most people. There's a disclaimer here about people with psychological problems should avoid it, but I'm going to tell you now my first experience I ever had. I have bipolar, OCD, and anxiety issues. Well, I did. My mind, it was always screwed up because of my OCD, and from that I had anxiety. After my first experience, I had a quick second experience that next night. I woke up and my anxiety was gone. No medication. I'm on Klonopin. I've been on Xanax. Been on Valium. Been on all these meds for 7+ years. None of them have helped me. I mean, not a lot, unfortunately. But this, I just woke up and I was better. So I don't know what to tell you guys. If you're afraid and you want to avoid it, avoid it. But honestly, I think it can help you. All right, myth number six. It takes several years to achieve a conscious astral projection. truth, everybody's different. So I can't tell you how long it's going to take you to actually project. Some achieve it the first try, which somehow I did. but, you know, it could take you longer. I'm not going to say, you know, it's going to take you a week or a month. But if you can try consistently for a month, most of the time you're probably going to have at least one projection out of there. So you just got to find what suits you. You know, what technique, you know. You got to be good at meditation as well. I got to tell you that. Meditation is all about it. Myth number 7. It is possible that you may not be able to get back into the physical body. Truth, not possible. Every night when we sleep, we go into the astral realm, astral plane, whatever. Our astral body is floating around in there every night. So, no. You always are able to get back to your physical body. In fact, if there's noise and you're astral projecting in the physical realm, if there's noise, someone comes to wake you up, you'll snap right back into your body. And trust me, I've had it happen because some sounds went through my headphones because I had left them on, obviously, because I was in that trance state, and I just snapped right back into myself. So it's kind of an odd feeling, but you don't really want to have it happen. But it's not going to kill you. Myth number 8, you can get possessed during astral projection. This is a very common question in most people's minds. No. There is no danger of you being possessed by other entities. Your astral body is attached to you to your physical body by a silver cord. No one else can sever it in any of your body. The whole silver cord thing, I know it sounds silly, but it is true. You may not see the silver cord. Some people report seeing it, some people don't. I never saw it. So, you know, just because you don't see it doesn't mean you're not having a real experience. Myth number 9, astral projection changes a person's religious beliefs. Truth. Published in 1992, there was an in-depth study of 350 participants done by Dr. Melvin Morse. According to that study, out-of-body experiences did not seem to alter one's religious beliefs. In fact, most people reported that their religious beliefs have been confirmed and strengthened by their out-of-body experiences. So, you know, like I just said, you know, you're just going to believe in things a lot stronger. You're going to find out things that you never knew. And your beliefs may change a bit, but doesn't mean that you're going to go from being one religion to another in a day. Although, it can change the way you look at things. So you might start questioning part of your religion. So you just have that in mind. Myth number 10. You cannot go very far when out of body. Truth, there is no limit defined as how far you can go away from the physical body. But you should remember that, you can't go to certain areas until you have, let's say, spiritually graduated to those areas. There are several planes apart which are higher than the astral plane, and you cannot visit a higher plane unless if your vibration is high enough to get there. So you should focus on, you know, your vibrations, and you'll get to a higher place. Your higher consciousness, your cosmic counterpart is high up there. So that's, you know, you're not gonna get there from projecting, you know, but you can raise your vibrations and get to a higher plane. Myth 11, there is no cord that connects the astral and the physical bodies. Obviously, you already went over this. There is a silver cord. Like I said, you may or may not be able to see it, and actually even the Bible has talked about it. Through the silver cord, transfer of energy takes place, and it gives life to the physical. You know, think of it like that. As long as a person is alive, the cord is intact. It can be likened to the umbilical cord attaching a child to the mother. Myth number 12. Other astral entities sever the cord. No, the silver cord cannot be severed by anyone. This only happens when the hour of death has arrived to a person, and that comes by law. Myth 13, the astral plane is full of dangerous negative entities. Oh, I love this one. Truth, yes, there are negative energies in the astral plane, but they're not dangerous. They cannot do you harm anyway. If it makes you feel better, cast white light all around you while you're meditating, before you project, and it actually, you know, it will protect you, because it'll keep your fear. If you have fear, you might project that fear when you're in your astral state. So you actually create your own demons, per se, and, you know, no pun intended, but literally there can be demons if you believe in that. So, you know, just if that ever happens, just raise your vibration level and they will disappear, because they cannot follow you. Alright. Myth 14, when a person wakes up after projection, he feels really tired. Truth, during astral projection, the physical body is sleeping, normally, so when you wake, you feel very refreshed. This goes along with, you know, mind awake, body asleep, focus 10. I don't know if you ever heard that, but yeah, the mind awake, body asleep. You are still technically sleeping, but your mind is still very active, and obviously, because you are in another place. Myth number 15, we cannot touch objects in the astral. Truth, you can touch astral objects in the astral plane, just like you can in the physical plane. But in the astral, under normal circumstances, you cannot touch physical objects, because if you attempt to, your hand will pass right through it. That's why you've heard that people can pass through walls. And by the way, when you pass through walls, or other solid things, when you're projecting, you do get a weird kind of sensation. You like, you know, you're going through a solid thing, but it's kind of like a whooshing feeling, you know, over your body. I can't really explain it. You have to experience it. Myth 16, it is necessary to be good at visualization. Truth, visualization is not necessary ingredient for projection, but if the projector can increase his ability to visualize, it will help him progress faster. The only comment I want to say on this is that there is techniques out there that will help you if you cannot visualize that well. You know, I don't know, using binaural beats work very well too. Check out my thread. It's called If You Need, for people who need help in the spirituality department, you can check it under my name, Highly Original. If not, if you have other questions, just YouTube me or leave a comment under here. Myth 18. It is impossible to meet with other human beings during projection. No, that is not true. It is possible to meet other human beings. If you walk... if you want to talk to them meaningfully, they should be conscious. If they if they are dreaming, they will kind of look drunk. They will not recognize us, but later when they awake, they may remember seeing you in a dream. A conscious person, you can have a regular conversation with, just like you would if you were in the physical realm. Myth 19. When we are astral projecting, by taking the name of a friend, say, John, by mistake we can visit some other person by the same name, John. Truth. In the astral, your thoughts are the key to where you want to go. Your higher self, aka cosmic counterpart, knows whom you want to visit and takes you to the correct person. Here, the name of the person doesn't matter at all. Since you were thinking of that person, you will reach there. This basically goes by a memory. Like, just exactly if you think pyramids, you'll be in Egypt right away. You know, you don't gotta give coordinates or anything. You just gotta think it. Myth 20. Astral projection doesn't prove life after death. Truth. People who have experienced proper conscious out-of-body experiences, even once, start to strongly believe in life after death, finding themselves outside their physical bodies and still functioning, still able to see, hear, touch, even smell and taste, still able to do everything and more. How can anyone deny that life goes on? You can't. You know, at least I believe that there's life after death. Hopefully you all do as well, and I hope to see you guys there. Maybe I'll see you in the astral realm. My name's Andy, and I hope you guys got some out of this. And I hope you enjoy. Comments, questions, you to you, me, leave a comment, I don't care. Enjoy.